DMs at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can always shoot us a note, and then we'll toss it out to our listeners. See what we can do for you.
Helping out Logan here. Hi, Ben and Kelly. I need to get your thoughts on something. Started dating this woman a couple of weeks ago. We've been on four dates. Our fourth date was this past Saturday. Took her on my boat.
Okay.
It was chilly most of the day, but finally warmed up at some point, so she took off her hoodie and had a bikini top on, which was nice. Mm-hmm. But she also had hairy armpits.
Okay.
And it wasn't just a little hair. It was quite a bit.
All right.
I didn't say anything, but it was terribly distracting. Am I a bad guy if I stop seeing her over this? She's great in every way, but I'm not dating a woman with hairier armpits than me.
Okay.
What do you think I should do?
I think you just, if she's great, I don't know. I think that's very minor. I think that's minor. I think if she's great in every other way, that's a minor thing.
Okay. How do you start the conversation though, to see if she'd be open to shaving?
Or
laser hair removal.
Or I wonder how he reacted when she took off the hoodie, if he made any sort of like face or anything. I mean, it's like she knows she has hair under her arms. It's not something that she's unaware of.
No, and I feel like she might also maybe expect a little bit of reaction, because the majority of women that I know take care of that. They shave it. They get rid of it, laser hair, whatever. So I don't know. Do you bring it up? We're four dates in. Like, I'm just kind of wondering how she's going to take a suggestion or a question about it.
Well,
like, hey,
you could
I've
do.
Noticed. Have you thought about?
Here, listen to this. Instead of bringing it up, why don't the next time, you guys are maybe in the bathroom or somewhere, and she's like taking off a top or whatever, you just reach your hand over and go beep. And like pull them a little bit.
What is the matter with
you? Just go, ink, ink.
Are you five?
And go, Yankee, Yankee.
Are you 5 years old?
Tug, tug.
No, that's not what we do.
Why not?
Because you're five.
Listen.
If you do that.
I have hair in places that I get tugged at and poked and prodded by, the women in my life.
Is that how they gently suggest you need to take care of that?
No.
But
they're just like, gink, gink.
Okay. I don't think we're at that point in the relationship. We're four dates in.
Right.
So how do you bring up a delicate conversation about someone's appearance? Because that's really what you're saying is kind of like, not a fan of that look on you.
Yeah. So if you, I don't know, if you can't get over that little, like I said, I feel like that's minor. I don't feel like that's a big deal, but.
And he agrees. This is a grown man thinking about breaking up with someone because she has body hair. Ew, you suck, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, she could have been not shaving her. I bet she doesn't shave her legs either. Maybe she has like very light colored hair, or she doesn't have a lot of hair on her legs.
Didn't mention that, but right. But I understand, like, I'm not going to completely fault him for being taken aback, because that's not my cup of tea either. And I'm kind of like, I think it's a little jarring when you first see it, especially on women, because you're not used to seeing that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think, okay, what's the best way to, bring it up to her to see if that might be something that she might think about? Changing.
Like I said.
No, you're not poking and tugging at her armpit hair.
Little tug at the armpit hair. That'll bring up the conversation in a lighthearted way. A little yank, yank.
Yeah. No, Allison says maybe she forgot to shave last minute boat trip. I've done it before. It doesn't sound like it's I forgot to shave, just like a little bit of stubble. It sounds like that she chooses not to ever.
Again, this is the first time you've seen under her arms. Then
they're 4 days in.
Yeah, then let's give it some time before you just sit there and go, done.
Okay.
Like, give it a minute, man.
All right, so let's let the relationship develop, and then when you feel like you are really
ready
diving in.
To approach that, or maybe who knows, maybe after another four dates, you're like, ah, I'm not too, you know, you get used to it and you're like, all right, whatever.
Doesn't bother me.
Or you feel comfortable enough to say, hey, you know, tug, tug.
Stop the tug, tug. We're not doing the tug, tug.
Yank,
that's
yank.
Not a valid thing to, no, we're not tug, tugging.
Or you bite them.
No. That's disgusting.
Am I telling too much about my own self?
Yes, you are. You need to stop talking. I'm trying to save yourself, save you from you.
I think he needs to give it some time. I don't think we're to breakup stage yet.
Okay.
That's what I
agree.
Say. All right.
All right. So let it marinate a little bit.
Just let it marinate.
Get to know her a little bit more.
Sure.
Spend some more time with her,
sure,
and see if that's like her philosophy, way of life kind of a thing, decision.
Mm-hmm.
And Roxanne's just like, listen, you can always get her a gift certificate for Ideal Image. Our friend Sarah talks about it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure there could be something about you, Logan, that she's like, oh, I didn't know that he has a little gangster mustache. Or maybe you're trying to like do something with your appearance. Maybe she doesn't like your hairstyle or whatever. I don't
Rhonda
know.
Agrees. I'm sorry, that's gross. Yeah. So, you know, listen, we get it. It's not everyone's cup of tea. So mm-hmm. then you just have to figure out, all right, how big of a deal is this? Let's investigate the relationship a little bit.
Give it time.
Further.
Give it time.
Yeah.
It time.
And then maybe
give
you can feel comfortable to talk to her about it and why she chooses to do that.
No, not talk. Tug, tug.
No, we're not tugging.
Tug, tug.
Stop it.
Little yank, yank.
Stop. Stop it. Stop. You are literally a toddler.
I've been married for a long time. It's whatever I've done has worked at least for one person.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you, Logan. Keep us posted. And I think we're all saying, you know, at least Kelly and I are saying, give it some time before you make any weird, crazy, rash decisions.
Yeah. Right? And then, you know, talk to her about it. Once you get to the point where you feel like you're comfortable enough to be able to bring that up.
Yep.
Just ask her about it.
Yep.